Shalom, everybody. The very beginning of our parsha, the first aliyah in our parsha, is particularly long. First, we hear about the mitzvah to contribute a machatzis shekel, a half shekel, and then we hear about the mitzvah to build the kiyor, the copper wash basin that the Kohanim used in the Mishkan and in the Beis HaMikdash to wash their hands and feet before they do any avoda. And we have to ask two questions about the kiyor. First of all, why is the kiyor here? Why is the mitzvah to make the kiyor placed in our parsha and not back in Parsha's Truma, where all the other kelim are listed? That's question number one. And question number two is as follows. The Torah tells us exactly where the kiyor is to be located. Perek lamed pasuk yudches, v'nasata oso, you must place it, you must place the kiyor, bein ohel moed uvein hamizbeach, between the ohel moed and the mizbeach, between the Beis HaMikdash and the Mizbeach. And the question is why? Why was the kiyor placed between the Mizbeach and the Ohel Moed? What that means is that everybody who walks into the Mishkan first has to pass the Mizbeach and only then go to the kiyor, wash their hands and feet, and then go back to the Mizbeach. Wouldn't it make more sense to place the kiyor before the Mizbeach so that someone approaching the Mishkan can wash their hands and feet and then approach the Mizbeach? Again, this is true in the Beis HaMikdash as well. The kiyor was placed between the Mizbeach and the Mikdash. So why was it necessary for a person to approach the Mizbeach first and then pass the Mizbeach and only afterward get to the kiyor, and then once they wash their hands and feet to turn back around and go back to the Mizbeach? There is a beautiful answer given by Rav Baruch Simon Shlita. He's one of the Rosh Yeshiva at Yeshiva University. This is found in his Sefer Imre Baruch on Parshas Kitisa in Ma'amar Gimel. Rav Simon quotes the Noam Elimelech, Rav Elimelech of Lizhansk. He died in 1787, and the Noam Elimelech says this in the beginning of Parshas Chukas. We know in the beginning of Parshas Chukas, we hear about the Para Aduma, and the Para Aduma is Metaheres Temeim and Metame Tehorim. If somebody is Tahor, they become Tame from the waters of the Para Aduma, and if someone is Tame, they become Tahor. And the Noam Elimelech understands this idea, this incredible irony, this enigma, as follows. The key, says of Noam Elimelech, Rabbi Elimelech of Lizhansk, the key to growth, the key to Torah growth is knowing that you are not complete, knowing that you are not perfect. If you're perfect, then why grow? If you're perfect, why try to improve? But if you know that you're not done growing, then you will constantly and continually try and improve. And that's mitaheres tameim and mitame tahorim on a spiritual level. People who think that they are tame, those people can work on becoming tahor. But people who think they're already tahor, they really are going to become tame. And that, says Rav Simon, is the message behind the Torah requiring us to approach the Mizbeach before the Kiyor. First, you get to the Mizbeach, and that means you want to become Tahor, you want to strive for Tahara and Tshuva, you want to approach the Mizbeach and achieve Tahara and Tshuva. Wonderful! Go to the Kiyor! But first, you must pass the Mizbeach, the place where we bring korbanos to have kapara for our sins. That's the first step. You want to get to the kiyor? Wonderful. But the first step is realize that you're not perfect. Realize that you need the Mizbeach before you can approach the kiyor for tahara and tshuva. That's Rav Simon. Now, Rav Simon does not say the following, but perhaps one can suggest, based on his beautiful idea, that this also explains why the mitzvah of the kiyor is placed here after the mitzvah of the machatzis shekel. Perhaps one can suggest that if you would like to approach the kiyor, if you want to hear about the tahara process of the kiyor, that's wonderful. But you first have to hear about the machatzis shekel, the machatzis shekel, the half shekel. You are not whole. You are not complete. You are not perfect. You are not a whole coin. You are just a machatzis shekel. You're a half shekel. Once you realize that you're not complete, once you realize that you're not whole, then it's easy to head to the Kiyor for Tahara, and then you can begin your Tahara and Kapara process. That is Rav Simon and the Noam Elimelech. There is another beautiful answer to these same questions. If you're interested, please WhatsApp me privately. In the meantime, have a wonderful day, everyone.